Brett, all right, give me the quick answer on this one. Tougher day in Oxford on Sunday because Ole Miss lost or Mississippi State won?
Oh, clearly, Chris, because we lost. I'm much more concerned about what we do and only will be concerned about what Mississippi State does when we play them in the Egg Bowl. I'm enjoying the focus on the state of Mississippi, and I can't do anything to help their success or stop their success. So I'm more worried about when we play them on the Egg Bowl, but I was much more, I was hurting much more from the loss at Tiger Stadium. But when I say hurting, I don't mean like you hurt when you go down there and you know you don't have any business on that field with them and you get mauled. And we've been in that situation before. Chris, I promise you, during the game Saturday night, I'm thinking rock fight, rock 'em, sock 'em, a game that should have been being played on asphalt all night long. I mean, it was old school. It was rugged. It was mean. And what I really regret, Chris, is for a lot of college football fans, a lot of football fans now, there's no appreciation for that game. And we saw it with some of the criticism coming out of that classic overtime tilt at Bryant-Denny in 2011 that the Tide had with LSU. And then, ultimately the rematch. And that was a defensive game in the rematch. It was just a little more offense in that game, none from LSU. And I'm afraid, and seeing what Ben Roethlisberger did yesterday and all these NFL box scores and what TCU did Saturday, I know there's not an appreciation for that kind of football anymore, but I still do because I still know it's what ultimately wins championships.
Yeah, I tell you, I would have been hard. I guess it's one of those to get a full appreciation. If you're just a casual fan, you got no dog in the fight, okay? And you're sitting there with the option, I'll just say, of Auburn, South Carolina, or Ole Miss, LSU. You really need to have watched LSU, Ole Miss all the way through to get it, or at least from the start. Because if you're just sitting there going off scores, you're probably going to lean towards Auburn, South Carolina, which doesn't mean that it was a better football game.
Yeah, and I'm looking also through the hue of a guy that's never played a video game in his life, never had the first thing in my hands to play video football, and never will. I'm not a fantasy footballer. I'm a real life football. I'm a reality footballer. And Saturday night at Tiger Stadium was reality football. And I go back to the 05 game that Brody Croll and Bama beat Tennessee at Bryant-Denny to stop the losing streak to Tennessee. I love that kind of game. And it was a Roman Harper defensive play in that game. And LSU made defensive plays Saturday night. And I still appreciate that kind of football very much.
All right. So where does Ole Miss has to turn around and play at home, but a huge game against Auburn. And I got to tell you, Brett, I said going into the Alabama-Ole Miss game that I thought the Rebels could easily beat Alabama. But I didn't think they had a snowball's chance the next week going on the road in College Station because I didn't think they would be able to handle that transition. I was dead wrong, obviously. How do you think the Rebels will handle it on a different type of perspective where you've lost that first game, you've lost that big game on the big stage against LSU, but now you got to come back home and, frankly, play a better football team in Auburn there at Vaught-Hemingway?
It's going to be really difficult because also Saturday night was a lot of injuries. Denzel Kimdiche out for the year. Laramie Tunsil was injured during the game, and that also had a lot to do with Bo not having a lot of time to pass the ball. Cody Pruitt had injured ribs Saturday night. We came out of that. We went into that game Saturday night, Chris. We hadn't had a hangnail all year. And it all caught up with us Saturday night. We came out of it, everybody hurting. And now I have to get ready for a great Auburn team that can do what LSU did with the tailback offense. They also can do so much more with Nick Marshall, with the quarterback read, and in the passing game. Now I think people are starting to appreciate Auburn. I couldn't believe the national criticism and even the local criticism. I don't understand it from Tide fans. I understand what their world is. But out of the Kansas State game, why more people didn't appreciate that Auburn win. I thought they played great that night against a good team and got out of there with a win. Oh, by the way, in front of the largest crowd in Kansas State history, about 54,000, or the equivalent to a good spring game crowd at Bryant-Denny.
well put by Brett Norsworthy, Ole Miss Radio Network, and also heard daily there in Memphis. Brett, forgive me. Give me the times again on the show and the station.
3 to 6, Monday through Friday, with Rob Fisher, who is the sideline reporter for the Memphis Grizzlies, and on Sports 56, WHBQ, the home of Elvis Presley.
It is indeed. Brett Norsworthy joining us here on Tide 99.1. Let's look at tomorrow. That first committee ranking is going to come out. I ask you the same question that I asked Maria Taylor of the SEC Network earlier. Do you think that particular poll will look dramatically different from what we see in the AP and coaches rankings today?
I don't think it will. I think it will pretty much mirror it, and I hope Maria said that, because she said, I want to go with, because I think Maria, number one, along with Marcus Spears, number two, are the two breakout superstars on the SEC Network, and I'm not surprised whatsoever. I love Maria. So I really just kind of like when Mickey Mantle and Casey Stengel appeared in front of a congressional hearing. And Mickey Mantle says, I agree with whatever Casey just said. I want to agree with whatever Maria just said. But I think it'll pretty much mirror it. I hear a lot of people with maybe too many matter-of-fact, by-golly comments about the committee tomorrow night, that it's a window to their soul, that they're going to show their DNA tomorrow night. Slow down, everybody. I'm going to paraphrase Aaron Rodgers. Relax. It's the first one. And I thought the silliest criticism ever October was that first criticism of the BCS. It's the first one. It's a snapshot. It's like a political poll 6 months before the election. It means nothing. Let's enjoy college football, not find so many things wrong with a great sport that has a lot of great people in it, and enjoy it. It could change radically from tomorrow night to next Tuesday night if Florida State has a big game this week. Auburn with a big game. A lot of people with big games. You look at that point spread in the Notre Dame Navy game. I couldn't believe Notre Dame just a 15-point favorite over Navy. They could get upset at FedEx Field by the Navy, as John Ward used to call them, and the Army, like they were playing the whole armed forces from around the world. But I wish people would just enjoy it and not find so much nattering criticism of college football. It will work itself out. And right now today, Chris, I firmly believe it'll be two SEC teams in, maybe with some crazy arithmetic, three, but it also could be zero. And if it's zero, I'm still going to enjoy the football four and watch every minute of it.
All right, tell me this before we let you run. Back to what you were talking about with Laramie Tunsil, his injury, and Denzel Kimdichie being out now for the year. What does Hugh Freeze do? Not that you just go, okay, this guy's as good, we'll put him in there. You're not in that spot. But what does he do to try to fill those gaps on the short term?
Well, Denzel, while unfortunate, and I sure hate it for him, it's much easier with the depth on the defensive side to replace him and have more people. Ole Miss plays about seven or eight linebackers anyway, so they were pretty good with depth there. DeMarcus Gates, a true freshman from the state of Georgia, now will play a lot more. Laramie is, there's no replacement for him. I think he's the best left tackle in all of college football. I know he's the best pass protect, blindside left tackle in all of college football. His run blocking could be a little better, but I'm nitpicking there with that. If he can't go, it will be a lot of quick to the line, quick snaps, quick stuff. I mean, nothing long form, nothing unfolding to give the great Auburn defensive front a chance to get to him. It will be a real chess match Saturday between two guys with very similar biographies in Coach Gus Malzahn and Coach Hugh Freeze. And I give them both a lot of credit. You know, Chris, there were a lot of times, heck, in the 21st century, that both of those guys were probably told, you know, now you're not ever going to be on that level, and now they're on the biggest level. You have to applaud the Walter Mitty stories for both of them.
You know, it's it's amazing. This just popped into my head. You'll remember this, Brett, but I always thought that Jerry Faust getting the job at Notre Dame when he did really set high school coaches who were qualified to get Division I jobs, head coaching jobs, behind 20 years easily, because that was such an abject failure there.
Right.
I know a lot of people today don't remember, but this guy goes from one of the largest Catholic high schools in America right there in Moeller, Ohio, to becoming the head coach at Notre Dame, and really struggled. But the Hugh Freezes, the Gus Malzahns, those guys, they didn't take as direct a path to being head coaches. But I think they have certainly set the table where an athletic director is not looked upon as taking as big a risk if he were to go that route.
I love the stories, and kind of the godfather of this modern incarnation is really Art Briles. I love what Billy Clark's doing at UAB and his story of success at Prattville. And I don't know if did Joey Jones ever coach in high school. I know he
he did. He was at Mountain Brook. Well, he was at Dora, then at Mountain Brook. Took them to the state championship game. Started the program from scratch at Birmingham Southern at the Division III level. Coached them one season, and then got off for the South Alabama job and started it from scratch.
And I just love what Joey's accomplished, and I think in coaching carousel time, ADs, if they're true to what they say, and they always have four or five names in mind, if Joey's not on some of those lists, I'd be shocked by it. And I just loved him as a player. And remember, he played in those years where I think Coach Bryant and even Ray Perkins went to the White Shoes, which is always fun to look back at those old films. But also remember what a great receiver Joey was in the USFL for Raleigh Dodge's Birmingham Stallion.
Oh, that he was. Cliff Stout throwing him the deep ball. Hey, you got a show to get ready for. Can't thank you enough for the time, Brett. We will talk again soon.
Anytime, and you know we'd get a Raleigh Dodge mention in, wouldn't you?
That's it. It's always a good day when the Birmingham Stallions get referenced on my show, I assure you. Take care,
buddy. Thank you, Chris. Enjoy the open day and be safe down there in Tigerland. It was wild last week.